Welcome to the Garage Series for IT Pros. This is where we answer your burning questions about the new office. My name is Jeremy Chapman.
And I'm Yoni Kirsch. Last week we spoke about identity and activation, and we had a special guest, Mark Rusinovich.
So are you Jeff Aiken?
Yeah, in many ways I am, actually.
So this week we're going to change gears a bit. We're going to talk about really the full spectrum of deployment, the entire scope, not just about the install time, not just about identity, but really broaden the discussion and the argument.
We're turning a corner here with what we've got in store for everybody from here on in. We start to get really deep from here about deployment, about different installation types and compatibility over the next few episodes. That's really going to be our focus, right?
Exactly. This is certainly going to get a lot meatier. In fact, you built out a whole demo environment with System Center Configuration Manager, Windows Intune, all the stuff that you do to automate deployment.
I think you made an interesting point earlier in saying that deployment is not just about installing. It's not just an install time discussion. Deployment really covers the whole remit of the project from when we start looking at compatibility and understanding what kind of challenges we might face there all the way through to getting the deployment finished and tracking the results afterwards.
Sure, and this release is really about streamlining things like compatibility tools and the deployment process so all of it goes a bit faster. So let's take a look back at what our compatibility story looked like in the 2010 days and some of the tools that we had.
Geez, I'm really excited for the new guard on this one.
Yeah, so when you think about all the tools that we had, there were a bunch of tools in the toolkit. We had something called the Office Migration Planning Manager.
Right.
Which basically, you know, helped you inventory things, help you discover content.
Yeah, and it's certainly not to be confused with the Office Environment Assessment Tool, which also helped you plan and look at your add-ins and plugins and see if they were compatible.
And then, of course, we can't forget the OCCI tool.
Right, which also helped you look at add-ins and plugins and see if they were compatible.
And that was the Office Compatibility Code Inspector to try to look at macros
and code and VBA and all that kind of thing as well.
So we've really changed the scope a bit in terms of how we're doing compatibility with this release, in that we've taken all of that stuff and we've put it into one thing called Office Telemetry.
Right, but I think the biggest takeaway about Office Telemetry is that we've changed the focus. We've stopped building tools that are looking purely at what are the files, what are the add-ins, what are the plugins that you have, and instead we're focusing on context. We're saying which files, add-ins, and plugins are actually being used by the end users right now out in the wild, and let's focus on those. Because certainly in the past, there was just too much out there. Some organizations have terabytes of Office documents, and you just don't know where to start.
Right, so it feels like we're forgetting something.
Trivia.
Yes, let's take today's trivia question.
For Office 2010 deployment, name the application compatibility tool that we did not cover. A, Compatibility Administrator, B, Lua Buglight, or C, Telemetry.
So stay tuned to the end of the show for the answer.
Right, so certainly what I think we're getting a feel for here, Jeremy, is that the deployment process really is about more than just installing Office, right?
Right, so we have a lot of preparation that we do, and one of the things when you are doing a migration, even though we've streamlined our tools to make it Office Telemetry now, we have to use down-level clients to monitor, say, your Office 2003, your Office 2007, or Office 2010.
So this is really interesting because we haven't really had this scenario before where we can use the compatibility tools from the new version of Office to help us understand the compatibility posture on the old version of Office, right?
Yeah, and the great thing is, by the way, is you can actually use this if you're deploying 2010 now, and I'd encourage you to deploy 2013 or Office 365
but
Pro
But there are
Plus.
Going to be customers out there who still need to install 2010 for compliance or whatever.
Exactly. Yep. And you can use this as basically something to set context for how often files are used or referred to, who has the files, et cetera. So really great stuff. So let me show you a demo of what that looks like.
Please.
So I have my telemetry environment. And we had a brief talk about this with Chris last week. But you know, when we look at telemetry, we get a view right up front of what our deployment looks like in our organization. Here we've got multiple versions of Office. Mm-hmm. We can see all the documents that we have, and we can expand out the field to show that I have Office 2003, I've got 2007 and 2010 clients. We can look at all the different issues that might be impacting those down-level clients.
So hang on, how do we get that information back? There's a client that we installed?
So there's a client on the down-level ones, and here I can even filter on criticality of any errors or issues that I have.
Right.
And I can see everything in one view across my entire organization. So pretty cool stuff. And I can even filter on the products themselves if I want to show, say, 2003 or 2007, and how that's going to impact my release of 2010 or 2013 Office.
Right. So Jeremy, what do people out there need to have, what do they need to own in order to get their hands on these telemetry tools?
The great thing with the new Office telemetry tools, basically they're part of the Office suite. So if you have Office Professional Plus 2013 or Office 365 Pro Plus, they install with Office. Then we give you instructions on how to use them, say, across your organization with a SQL Server.
So if you were doing an Office 2010 deployment at this stage, for example, you could still go and get the telemetry tools from 2013 and then load them down onto your down-level clients?
Right. So that's what we'd have to do to actually monitor those down-level clients. They will report up into the same database so we can view that data as well. Some of the things that we get unique with this toolkit also is that we can see all the add-ins, macros, all this information about things that we've done to extend native functionality of Office and stuff that you can't really get through inventory of using tools like SECM or other software inventory.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all very specifically focused to the unique challenges that are faced when you're deploying Office as opposed to application compatibility on the whole.
So another thing that we also hear about is beyond telemetry and kind of preparing for Office, you know, there's some user training involved obviously to get people used to the new UI.
But then the pedal hits the metal, right?
The pedal kind of hits the metal, the rubber hits the road, and we've got to actually integrate this stuff with our deployment tools because we can't necessarily ask 10,000 or 100,000 users to go and self-install Office from the portal, especially when they're standard users that can't install software anyway.
Right, exactly, even if they wanted to. So really, I think from this point, we're going to shift gears over the next few weeks. We're going to be diving really deeply into the different automation tools, SCCM, MDT, OS deployment bits and pieces in a couple of weeks' time as well. So to kick that off, what I thought I would do is put together a bit of a race. I was really interested to understand how the install times of different click-to-run automated install methods compared to what we're used to seeing in the Office 2010 world.
Wow, so everything works then with System Center and MDT and all that stuff?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
Let me show you how it came together. So here you can see we're going to kick off our Office 2010 install first, and this is something that would obviously be very familiar to you,
Jeremy. So that's our normal Catalyst installer we start out with, just a manual install here.
Yeah, and look, you know, we've got the UI turned on here. This could be an automated installation. It's going to behave in exactly the same way.
Sure.
Let's see what's up next. Well, okay, so now we've jumped over to the portal.
So you're going to do a self-install then from the portal, just like a normal user would.
Right, exactly. And at the same time, we're going to kick off an SCCM 2012-based install.
Okay, so now you've got SCCM started. It's actually a user electing to get Office delivered to them, and SCCM's kicking the workflow off to push it out.
That's right. That could be a mandatory advertisement by the same
token,
motion.
Yeah. So now we're doing, it looks like, an MDT install.
MDT, we're running an app-only task sequence. And we're racing that against the other one. So they're all still going here. We've got the MSI coming along in the background.
And we've got Windows Intune there as well. So we're in the online app catalog for Windows Intune. And it looks like you're going to kick off an install. Again, it looks like a self-install to the user, but actually Intune's kicking off all the workflow to be the install on behalf of the user.
Mm-hmm. And we're off.
All right, now let's go back to our MSI here. Wow, it's kind of chugging along. It's, you know, it's doing its normal thing.
10 or 15%. Oh,
yep.
There we go, popped up a little bit more. Maybe it's going to catch up.
We'll see, I guess.
We are racing against four other install types.
Yeah, that's a lot of work. So there's SCCM again. We're almost getting to a point where we're complete. We're at 97% completed. Wow, it's
almost
getting there.
Done. I should say, however, that obviously these are not exactly accurate install times because, you know, we've got differences in hardware and whatnot that we're running on. But this certainly gives us a good idea for the comparison of the speed that we're used to versus what we can see here.
Sure, and that's all in the same network. So it's streaming from local, so it's pretty fast.
Yeah.
So there we are, we were able to launch Word. We're actually up and running then on the SCCM environment. It looks like that one was the first one to finish. Now we're in Windows Intune, so looks like we've kicked this one off actually over the internet by the looks of it through the CDN.
We're actually downloading this from the CDN.
Good thing you've got your big pipe as usual.
That's it, it's coming down at a rate of knots.
Wow, so that's actually looks like it's ready to be used also, and we're gonna see whether or not it's already published. There it goes, it published itself up to the start menu. And we can already launch an app right from the CDN using, you know, public CDN for the distribution point.
Mm-hmm. And our Office 2010 install is still plodding along here, not even at halfway yet.
Wow, that thing's eventually, I guess, it will complete, right?
Right. Well, we're not even installing Service Pack 1 yet.
Okay, that's true. Okay.
All right. That's our MDT task sequence it looks like we're back with.
Wow, so task sequence is about to complete, it looks like. Mm-hmm. With MDT, we fully cache it before we actually close that task
Which
when we do the install.
That's completely finished, right?
It's fully offline, we can take it offline now. Now the old MSI install, it's still chugging along, and it's at 50% if you actually believe in progress bars.
Right.
When we get to the end of the progress bar, it still has to install Service Pack 1 and the other 75 updates that have released ever since then.
Right.
Great, so what were the times actually? Because we did see a truncated view of this because we didn't want to make everybody watch the entire install of everything go on. So what were the actual times, Yoni?
Well, I can tell you that SCCM was the fastest install time out of the ones that we analyzed.
Uh-huh.
And we did it in 2 minutes and 17 seconds.
Wow, that was quick. That's awesome. Basically, we saw what we think, you know, in terms of deployment, it got faster for you at least in these different examples, but we actually went to John Hoger, a test manager here on the Office team, and he went and talked to MSIT, worked on all the internal deployment, to ask him whether or not that experience made our deployment faster within Microsoft. So John, you are really at the forefront in terms of testing and quality management for the new release of Office. How did Click to Run and the way we install Office now change things for you?
For internal adoption, it was huge. In the past, we would ask users, or people within Microsoft, to be installing the latest builds, and that meant first uninstalling a previous version and then getting the new version on there. With Click to Run, we're able to roll that out every single day and keep thousands of people updated. And that's been a huge challenge in the past. And then we're able to roll that out even more broad across the whole of Microsoft.
Great, so in terms of deployment actually getting faster for a customer, how does it equate back to the customer or our users getting Office in their hands quicker?
So it's not just the speed at getting the bits on the machine or installing Office. It's the whole end-to-end. And that includes compatibility and training and the adoption of the new version. And that's an area that we've focused on throughout the release. With scaling out to all of Microsoft's 100,000 users, we were able to roll it out within just a matter of a couple of months. The end result of it for us was the deployment got a lot faster.
So that's all the time we have for today. Before we conclude, let's have a look at today's trivia question.
For Office 2010 deployment, name the application compatibility tool that we did not cover. A, Compatibility Administrator, B, Lua Buglight, or C, Telemetry.
It was a trick question this week, right?
Yeah, I made it really tricky for you. So we talked about Office 2010.
But the answer was C, Telemetry, which is an Office 2013 tool, right?
Definitely. You still can use it down level and you can still get context for all your errors, so you would still want to be using that even on a 2010 deployment.
As we said, of course, check out all the resources on our blog, microsoft.com/garage. We've got something really exciting next week, right?
Yeah, be sure to tune in to our virtual roundtable. We're actually going to have customers and partners and everybody on our, you know, talking about Office deployments. It's going to be pretty exciting stuff.
9 a.m. on Wednesday.
Correct. So that's all we have for now. Thank you for watching and goodbye.